know, today I went to delete this whole thing because I was like, this is so embarrassing, like, I'm crazy, blah, blah. But then I saw analytics and not one, not two, not three, but 39 listens were on my little post. So, you know, I gotta keep going for the people, even though, I don't know, there's just something so embarrassing about it. But no matter. I feel like the biggest thing is I'm just like, I would be so embarrassed if someone I knew was like, wait, is this you? And I'd be like, what? Why do you think that? You know, I wouldn't lie. I would never lie. When someone accuses me of lying, my answer is simply, I don't lie because I don't lie. But I'd be like, what? Why do you ask? And they'll give a reason. And I'll just sort of dodge it, you know, and be like, I guess that is something. I guess it does sound like me. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's so weird. But realistically, like, what are the chances someone I know would hear this? Like, honestly, most people I know don't listen to podcasts. Those that do don't listen to, like, sleep. Like, I think I listen to sleep podcasts, sleep meditations, blah, blah, blah. Other people I know, like, if they listen to something, like, my mom listens to true crime, friends listen to celebrity gossip, because who doesn't love that? But I don't think I'd find my way into their, like, recommendations, into their search, any of that, so there's a feeling of comfort and safety that comes from knowing that, hoping that. I guess I don't know anything. But yeah, no big, but I worked out today, kind of, sort of. I just did some push-ups and a little plank, and then would dance to a Just Dance song, and I just did that a couple times, and I was like, wow, like, I'm so out of shape, this is so embarrassing, I need to be better about that. Like, I'm out of breath just from talking, oh my god, it's that bad. It's not that bad. Like, I walk a lot, yeah, but I don't run ever. Randomly, I run when I walk. Like, you know, sometimes inspiration just hits, so I'm like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. But I don't do it for long, because I'm never dressed for it, one, and two, like, that's just kind of, I feel like, unsettling for people. Like, why is that person running? Like, that's so weird. So I don't run much, and I don't have running shoes, but maybe I'll get some for my birthday. We'll see. We'll see. Last night, I had a dream that I was at this little, like, get-together party vibe, and it was my birthday, but everyone forgot. But then my friend showed up, and she had brought this, like, gambling board game, and it was so much fun. And then I was winning, because obviously I'm a gambler, like, if we're gambling, I'm winning. Simple as that. Except I've gone to a casino once and I lost all my money almost immediately, but we don't focus on that. So in the dream, I'm winning, and so I'm having the time of my life, and then it kind of comes out that it's my birthday. I was like, what? Like, but, you know, they're the ones who forgot. I don't feel bad for not saying it. Why would I feel bad? I don't. And it was just a dream. But it was a good dream. I had another dream that I was just kicking in with some friends at my place. And my dad was cooking. And he made ribs, my fave. So then when I was coming, I walked through a grocery store to get into my apartment. So I was walking there, and they had hot ribs, like, for sale, barbecue ribs. And they never have that. So it's like, you know, I know you dreamt about it last night. So I bought my ribs, and I ate that for lunch, and, like, that's so unlike me, because, you know, I'm so, like, I have food at home, blah, blah, and I was, like, on my way home to eat, I was gonna make a little tuna Sammy, but then there it was, so I was, like, I can't not, and it was so good, like, eating, I was just, like, oh, this is what was meant to be today, so that was good. Yeah, I mean, there's something so embarrassing about when I yawn, but yeah, you know, today was just chill. Like, I don't, like, no comment beyond that. It was just chill vibes through and through. And it's almost like it's so chill, which I do love, but I'm like, I just wish I could be chill with other people. Specifically today, I'm just like, ugh, I wish I had kids. I just know life is better if I had kids. If I had kids around. And even if they're old, I'd call them and be like, how was work today? How was class? How was this? How was that? Like, literally, what's more important? I can't think of anything. And I miss my family. I love family. Like, again, what's more important than family? Like, do I want a successful career? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, literally, of course. You know, I was born and raised in America. What more do you expect? But it would just be nice. But, like, it'd be nice to have a career, but it's not like I need anything special, amazing for that. Really, I just want a family. And, like, I have a family, but, like, I want kids, a partner. I know, I hate thinking about that and admitting that. But there's just something so nice about it. Like, I don't know. It's just so fulfilling. Like, that's love. What's love got to do? Everything. It's got everything to do with it. Oh my god, but today someone I follow reposted a post my ex had posted, and I literally just want to swipe up. Like, I hate her. Which, I know that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. That's kind of rude. And I don't even, it's not true, but I'm not going to say it's true either. It's just like, what? She sucks. I don't know, like, I just see her, like, seeing it, I was just like, ugh. So, I mean, I didn't say anything. You know, I just saw it, swiped, move on. I think what it is more than anything is just, like, I really do genuinely wish I never met her, like, not in, like, it was such, like, there were so many good memories I have from that time, but at the same time, I just missed life before that, and, like, life during it and after was great, like, it really was, but, like, if it had never happened, life would probably be even greater, to be honest. Shh. Don't tell her I said that. Oh, because if she ever found this, oh, it'd be so embarrassing. But I should really get more strict about what I call embarrassing, because most things really aren't embarrassing. But I'll be like, oh, that's embarrassing, even though it's literally not. But this wouldn't be embarrassing. Honestly, like I said, if anyone I knew listened to anything, I'd be so embarrassed. And she's not the podcast type, honestly. And she's fine, like, last thing I'll say, she's mean, she's kind of like a mean person, but I did love her family, and she brought me in to that, and I'll forever be grateful, and always have love in my heart, and a little bit of hater. There'll be a little bit of hater in my heart, a little bit of love, and hopefully mostly nothing, because I'm tired of her taking up space in my life. Like, mm-mm. Oh my god, so today after work, I was like, I'm gonna get a bottle of wine. Because, remembering this just, but I literally walked 40 minutes yesterday to get my wine, and they didn't have any. And so today I went to a different wine shop, and they had wine, but not the right brand, but the right type, but it was more expensive. That's why I got my little bottle of wine, but they were so nice. Like, it was a good experience. So I went after work, I bought the wine. Came home, and I drank it tonight. Don't worry, you know, I'm not, like, faded. But, you know, I drank it. I'm not faded, because it wasn't very good. like, wasn't, I feel like, honest to God, sometimes I drink wine and it is good, like, genuinely, truly, but today when I was sipping, I was like, looks so gross, which I never feel that way, and it was supposed to pair with these crackers I got, but just, it just wasn't pairing, to be honest. Like, my hopes were high, my expectations were high, the reality was just a little disappointing, and I feel bad saying that, because, like, you know, I'm probably the problem. Like, it was probably good wine. For paying $22, it better have been good wine. But maybe I just don't like wine. But I want to, like, for so long, I was a beer person. I would be, oh, I'm a beer girl. I would always say, I'm a beer girl. I would get a beer everywhere. But I'm like, I feel like I want to be a wine girl, you know? Like, not for aesthetic, not for this or that, but just for health benefits. Like, I feel like wine is, like, weirdly good for you. And beer just doesn't feel like it's good for you. I don't know. And not even because of the beer belly thing. Like, I don't, honestly, I always say, I'm like, I can't wait for my beer belly to come in. And it hasn't come in, and it won't, because I'm not drinking beer, but, like, I never saw myself wanting wine, liking wine. But recently, like, it's all I want. But it was just not good. To me. You know, to me, like, obviously I'm not an expert. We do what we can. Like, this was a good week at work, but knowing that on Monday I have to do it all over again, it's like work should be on like a 6-7 month lease type of thing, and then you just find a different job. Like, it just gets so, but I get that that's how you become an expert. Like, I know I'm so much better today than I was 6 months ago. And I'll just keep improving and learning and blah, 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 blah. But, ooh, I can't believe I have to do it again. And I know that's how it is, like, for everybody, but it just does not sit right with me. Especially because I'm just like, I know that there's other work I would enjoy more. And I would find more rewarding, like being a teacher, or working for the government, which I know that's controversial, I do, but I love like I don't love the government, but I love what the government could be. Like, I'm an optimist. I see the potential, I see what could be, and like, I want that for the people. Oh my God. When my friend came to visit, we got this like sandwich, and there was a bunch of like extra like filling spilling out, and she's like, oh, I don't want to eat that. So I ate it, and she's like, wow, you're so for the people. And I was like, yeah, I'm so for the people. And I love that she said that, because I'm just like, honestly, I am so for the people. Like I was watching Queer Eye, the best show ever, and the lady was like, yeah, like, it's like, I want to go after what I want, but it's kind of hard for me to know what I actually want. And I'm like, so true. Like, it's hard to know what I want, because everything, I'm like, yeah, like, honestly, is fine. Like, that's enjoyable. That's good. I really can't complain. But that's why it makes it so easy to be for the people, because I'm like, well, that's what they want. Like, let's just go with that. Mid-sentence. I was talking about people, what they want. Why did I randomly read an article about like secrets that Disneyland employees were like spilling? I was like, oh, nothing was scandalous, but I just was like, I was reading it for like 5-10 minutes, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, it just kept going and going. Finally, I was like, wait, I don't need to know any of this, and like, I'm gonna forget it all anyways. Oh my God, excuse me, so embarrassing. There I go again, calling it embarrassing. But the thing is, I love government buildings. Like, I see them, and they're just so beautiful to me. And I'm just like, wow, like, imagine working there every day. Like, I just know that'd be such a beautiful life in so many ways. And even though the government is corrupt in ways and has its problems, like, getting to be a part of the solution, that would be such a dream come true, such a treat. So, like, feeling, you know, just like, wow, my work matters, my time is going to something important. And right now, that's just not how it is. Like, I don't leave work like, oh my god, like, time well spent, you know, I'm like, ugh, like, it was a good work day, I had a good time, chill vibes, but was it, like, a good, was it the best use of my time, like, no, never, it will never be the best use of my time, but, you know, also, never say never, because maybe if I had kids, so I was providing for someone besides myself, I'd be like, yeah, you know, like, now I can put them in soccer, or this or that. And in a way, I feel that way towards myself, where I'm like, oh, you know, because I have some money, I can, like, join a sport, or take a class, or get a membership, go to the theater, whatever it is. But I just know, like, there's more. Man. There's more I need from work, but I really am so tired. I don't know where that's coming from. I feel like a part of it is almost just that last night I had such fun, good vibes in my dreams. So maybe I just want to go to sleep so I can have that again. Not that today wasn't fun and good vibes, but there's just something about dreaming. Like, it makes me wish I could sleep all day. Like, I love being alive, but I love dreaming just probably just as much. I won't say 100%, but, like, it's, you know, it's a contender, it's competition for sure. Like, who's to say?
Oh, yeah.
Also, I would say, like, today was mostly a good day at work. I also did make a mistake, though, which is embarrassing. But I'm still fairly new, so I feel like it's fair, but yeah, I don't live a mistake, like, embarrassing. And it makes me, like, I just hope no one ever calls me on anything. Like, I know in my heart, I know that a mistake was made. You don't need to tell me ever. I already know. You know, I'm already embarrassed about it. But if they do tell me, I'll cry. Or maybe I won't, I don't know. Literally, today's Friday. On Monday, the way I just cried, like, so random. Like, I wanted to work, but I was like, I just was so down. And then I put on music videos, and I'm watching it. I just start crying, and I'm just crying for, like, hours. So I was like, let me just go to bed, because I keep crying. But it's like, the sun was still out, but I was like, I can't. But then I woke up right during sunset. I don't know if I even fell asleep. I was just crying, and I was comfy. You know when you're just, like, kind of trying to nap, you don't know if you actually nap or not? It was kind of like that.
And then I was like,
when I was, like, present again, and I came back to the real world, I was like, oh, it's sunset. And then I just got up and ate dinner and watched TV and showered. I don't know if I showered. I didn't go anywhere that day, but I probably showered because I just love showering. And I probably put on lotion and, like, massage. I don't know. Ooh, wait, I kind of forgot to do that today. And my skin's feeling a little dry. I should have. Maybe in the morning. Well, in the morning, I'm paying taxes. Oof, I'm nervous. Taxes are just so intimidating. Like, why are they like that? It shouldn't be so scary. And that's what I would do if I worked for the government. I would fix the tax system because it's messed up. It's messed up. It's messed the hell up. So yeah, that would be my number one thing. That and the education system. And maybe, like, the military budget. And that's controversial. I won't get into all of that today because there's a lot to be said there. But first thing, taxes. Second thing, education. From there, you know, we move. And I just told my friend, I was like, you know, if I were to run for government, my platform would be to get Americans back outside. Because what I hate the most about my job is that I have to be inside. Like, I just wish I could be outside every day, the whole day. Like, that's when I'm at my best. That's when I'm happiest. That's when I feel most present, in tune with myself, blah, 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 blah. And I just feel like that's universal. Like, it's not like I've done a survey to, like, figure that out, but I just feel like it is. Even if people don't know it, once they start doing it, they'd probably be like, oh my god, yeah, let's get Americans back outside. Like, the indoors is just, like, there's a comfort there for sure. Like, tell me about it. I come home, I don't leave. There's definitely comfort in it, but being outside, it's different. It's like free. It's this. I'm not feeling poetic, so I don't want to get into it. And also, if I was feeling poetic, I also wouldn't want to get into it, because who wants to be poetic? Well, I don't want to be poetic. Some people, you know, that's their talent. For me, it's just not it. Even when I hear other people, even if it's good, even if I know it's good, I'm just like, poetry, like, it's not my favorite. But I don't know how else to talk about it.
But those are my main platforms.
And there's always more. And I should look back through those texts, because I feel like I also said I was going to run on a second, like, secondary platform, blank. And I know that me not remembering probably feels like I don't care, but I do. I do care. Also, it's not like I'm running. Hypothetical, okay? Relax. It's just hypothetical. There's that song that's like, I've been playing out a lot of hypotheticals in my mind. I've been writing your name down next to my mind. I don't know the words, but that's what I think of when I think hypothetical. Tomorrow, maybe I'll finally make some pancakes. No, I'm making my bagel. Bagel with smoked salmon and capers and cream cheese. And I'm out of tomatoes, but onion. And it'll be so, so, so tasty. Maybe some chili flakes. I don't know, I'll have to play it by ear, but yeah, tomorrow, good breakfast, go do my taxes. Go watch some silent movies. Go to a musical. I want to get, like, dumplings. I meant to find a restaurant, but I'll just do it after. And life will be so good. Like, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. What's the... Oh, there's that one quote. Something, something, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Difficult, difficult, da-da-da, I feel like it's not difficult, but... I mean, I'll look into that. I'll do some research. Don't worry. And I forgot to do Letterboxd for the last couple movies I saw, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow too, and maybe I'll make the gift for my friend, and maybe I'll finally order my pictures, and life will be so good and beautiful, and maybe the sun will come out as a little surprise appearance, because I know it's not supposed to, but maybe she'll surprise me. I love her. Yeah, today I watched The Marvels, and she literally reignites the sun for a planet. And I was like, yeah, amen, girl, because the sun is so valuable. Like, where would I be without her? Where would anyone be without the sun? If the sun died, yeah, life's over. Like, obviously, things are gonna go bad without a freaking sun. We need sunlight. But again, I can't get too into that now, but I could talk about that for hours. Probably. I've never tried, but I don't doubt.
What?
With that image of the sun and remembering how nice it was sitting in the sun today and walking in the sun, I'll go to bed and maybe I'll dream about a sunny day. Picnic, Valentine's Day with my best friend at the park. Yes, because I have been thinking about that just because that was such a good Valentine's Day with her. And I miss that. Like, that was so fun. I wish my bestie lived closer to me. I wish all my besties lived closer to me. But I guess I just need to make new besties. So Bumble BFF, here I come. Watch out, world. I'm coming for you. And yeah, things are good. Life's so good. Yay. All right.